You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay first aired on June 5th, 1987.
Those listeners who pay attention to environmental issues in the news will probably have noticed a recent emphasis on young wildlife. There are two reasons for that. One is that this is the time of the year when reproductive curve is on the upswing. Increasingly, we see young birds and mammals in the wetlands, woodlands, and fields. The second reason for attention to young wildlife is to correct the common misconception that isolated young wildlife are abandoned. That's seldom the case. Adult birds and mammals rarely abandon their young if both are healthy. Further, there are very few records of adults abandoning their young because they are touched by humans. Birds have no real way of telling their young have been touched unless they see it happen. Even then, their main effort is to distract people and lead them away from the nest. They will return to the nest and care for the young with equal vigor to that shown before the nest was disturbed. Occasionally, of course, the young are so far advanced when separated from the nest that no effort to return them to their nest will avail. If that's the case, return them to nearby cover and leave. Even though the hazard to the young and the difficulty of the task for the adults is greatly compounded, the parents will do their best to rally and care for their young. So many people faced with such a situation say, "Oh, I couldn't leave them so exposed. It's too cruel." Nature doesn't really recognize cruelty. What I would say is this: if you leave the birds alone, there is some chance of survival. If you try to care for them, there is very little chance of survival and almost no chance of normal life. The only exception to that would be the experienced wildlife rehabilitator. I'll say more about that later. Let's turn our attention to mammals. Mammals, of course, do have very well-developed senses of smell. Undoubtedly, they can tell if their young have been handled. However, in years of working with wildlife, I've never seen any evidence that the female will abandon young handled by people. This comes from doing field work that required handling and weighing of young in the nest during the nursing period. This, of course, is distinctly disturbing to the adults, and they will frequently move their young to a new den to escape it. However, this is quite the opposite of abandonment. Further, I've more than once seen fawns reunited with their mothers after they have been physically removed from the place of their discovery. When that doesn't succeed, I suspect it's a combination of circumstances, such as time of separation and number of unseparated siblings. Litters of mammals really need to keep in contact. They don't seem to be able to count. So if you break the contact of one of the litter, even one of a pair of fawns, it's not unusual for the remainder to move on. Therefore, my advice will always be, leave them where you find them and get away. You'll be doing the kindest possible thing for them. Taking a mammal from its nest and attempting to rear it by hand, no matter how kindly intentioned, is an act of cruelty which must be carefully evaluated before it's done. I'm not going to say any more about that, but I would be glad to correspond with anyone who disagrees. As I said, I would have to accept from this the experienced, especially the professional wildlife rehabilitator. Such a person understands the problems of imprinting or bonding between orphan wildlife and rearer. Even in the hands of an expert, it's a chancy undertaking. High mortality is a normal, even a therapeutic situation for wildlife. Over the lifetime of certain birds, all that is required to maintain a stable population is a survival of 5%. Survival of 20% to 40% for most songbirds to the time of independence is sufficient. In working with red-winged blackbirds, I found a 45% fledgling survival in a growing population. With mammals, survival rates are somewhat similar, except that many species are less exposed while nesting. We are fortunate that many of the smallest rodents, for instance, have extremely high mortality rates because they also have astronomical reproduction rates. That's why we often see populations explosions in mice, even sometimes in rabbits. Incidentally, unless you find cottontails in their nest, just leave them alone. They're on their own, and Mom is preparing for her next litter. We really shouldn't tinker with wildlife survival, especially when our main motivation is what we consider to be kindness. To save four nestlings from a wetland while suffering the destruction of the natural habitat is really an act of confusion. If you really want to help young wildlife, you can do the most by helping preserve habitat and allow natural reproduction to work. That's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.